సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
శివతమా శివం బగ ಪರಿವಂಚತೆ ಸ್ಥ శ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ నమో ಮಾನಸ್ತೋ ಕೇತನ ಏ ಮಾನ ಆಯುಷಿ ಶಿವೋ ನ ಸುಮನಾಭವ ಪರಮೇ ವೃಕ್ಷ ಆಯುಧಂ ನಿಧಾಯ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಂಬಸಾರ ಆಚರ ಪಿನಾಕಂ ಬಿಭ್ರದಾಗಲಿ ವಿಕೀರ್ಣ ವಿಲೋಹಿತ ನಮಸೇ ಅಸ್ತು ಭಗವ ಯಾಸ್ತೆ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಗುಂಹೇತಯೋ ನ್ಯಮಸ್ಮನ್ ನಿವಪಂತು ತಾ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಣಿ ಸಹಸ್ರದಾ ಬಾಹೋಸ್ತವ ಹೇಗಯ ತಾ ಸಾಮೀಶಾನೋ ಭಗವ ಪರಾಚೀನಾಮುಖಾಕೃತಿ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಣಿ ಸಹಸ್ರಶೋರೇ ರುದ್ರಾದಿ ಭೂಮ್ಯಾ ತೇಷಾಂ ಸಹಸ್ರಯೋಜನೆ ವದನ್ಪಾನಿ ತನ್ಮಸಿ ಅಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಮಹಂತ್ಯರ್ಣವೇಂತರಿಷ್ಯೆ ಭವಾದಿ ನೀಲಗ್ರೀವಾ ಶುಚಿಕಂಠಾ ಶರ್ವಾಧಾಶ್ರಮಾಚರಾ ನೀಲಗ್ರೀವಾ ಶುಚಿಕಂಠಾ ದಿವಗುಂ ರುದ್ರಾ ಉಪಶ್ರಿತಾ ಹೇ ವೃಕ್ಷೇಷು ಸಸ್ಪಿಂಜರಾ ನೀಲಗ್ರೀವಾ ವಿಲೋಹಿತಾ ಹೇ ಭೂತಾನಾಮಧಿಪತಯೋ ವಿಶಿಖಾ ಸಪ್ತಪರ್ದಿನಃ ಹೇ ಅನ್ಯೇಷು ವಿವಿಧ್ಯಂತಿ ಪಾತ್ರೇಷು ಪಿಬತೋ ಜನಾನಾ ಹೇ ಪತಾಂ ಪತಿರಕ್ಷಯ ಐಲಭೃದಾಯ ವ್ಯುಧಃ ಹೇ ಕೀತಾನಿ ಪ್ರಚರಂತಿ ಶಿಖಾವಂತೋ ನಿಷಂಗಿನಃ ಯಂತಶ್ಚ ಭೂಯಾಗುಂಸ್ಚ ದಿಶೋ ರುದ್ರಾವಿತಸ್ತಿರೇ ಸಹಸ್ರಯೋಜನೆ ವದನ್ವಾನಿ ತನ್ಮಸಿ ನಮೋ ರುದ್ರೇಭ್ಯೋ ಯೇ ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಾಂ ಮೇ ತರಿಷ್ಯೇ ಯೇಷಾ ಮನ್ನಂ ವಾತೋ ವರ್ಷಮಿಷವಸ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ದಶ ಪ್ರಾಚೀ ದಶ ದಕ್ಷಿಣ ದಶ ಪ್ರತೀಚೀ ದಶೋದೀಚೀ ದಶೋ ದ್ವಾಸ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ನೋ ಮೃಳಯಂತು ತೇಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಣೋ ಯಶ್ಚ ನೋ ದ್ವೇಷಿತಂ ಭೋಜಂ ವೇ ದದಾಮಿ ತ್ರಯಂಬಕಮ್ಯಜಾಮಹೇ ಸುಗಂಧಿಂ ಪುಷ್ಟಿವರ್ಧನಂ ಉರ್ವಾಯುರ್ಗಮಿವ ಬಂಧನಾಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ಮುಕ್ಷೀಯಮಾಮೃತಾತ್ ಯೋ ರುದ್ರೋ ಅಗ್ನವ್ಯೋ ಅಪ್ಸುಯ ಓಷಧೀ ಶಿಯೋ ರುದ್ರೋ ವಿಶ್ವಾ ಭುವನಾ ವಿವೇಶ ತಸ್ಮೈ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ಅಸ್ತು ಯೇತೇ ಸಹಸ್ರಮಯುತಂ ಪಾಶಾ ಮೃತ್ಯೋ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಾಯ ಹಂತವೇ ತಾನ್ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಸರ್ವಾನವಯಜಾಮಹೇ ಮೃತ್ಯವೇ ಸ್ವಾಹ ಮೃತ್ಯವೇ ಸ್ವಾಹ ಪ್ರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಗ್ರಂಥಿರಸಿ ರುದ್ರೋ ಮಾ ವಿಶಾಂತಕಃ ತೇನಾನೇನಾಪ್ಯಾಯ ಸ್ವಾ ನಮೋ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ವಿಷ್ಣವೇ ಮೃತ್ಯುರ್ಮೇ ಪಾಹಿ ತಮುಶ್ಚು ಹಿಯಸ್ವಿ ಶುಶ್ರುತನ್ ವಾಯೋ ವಿಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಕ್ಷಯತಿ ಭೇಷಜಸ್ಯ ಯಶ್ವಾ ಮಹೇಶೌ ಮನಸಾಯ ರುದ್ರಂ ನಮೋ ಭೇ ದೇವಮಸುರಂ ದುವಸ್ಯ ಅಯಂ ಮೇ ಹಸ್ತೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅಯಂ ಮೇ ಭಗವತ್ತರಃ ಅಯಂ బ్రహ్మణ కోశోసి మే దయా పీతః శృతం మే గోపాయ మేధా దేవీ దుషమానానాగా విశ్వాచి భద్రా సుమనస్య మానా త్వయా దుష్టా దుషమానా దురుక్తా బృహద్వతేమ విదతే సువీరా ఋషిర్భవతి దేవి త్వయా బ్రహ్మాగత శ్రీరుతత్వయా త్వయా దుష్టశ్చిత్రం విందదేవ సుసానో దృశస్వద్రవిలోన మేదే మేధా మహీంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవీ సరస్వతీ మేధా మే అశ్వినా ఉపావాదత్తాం పుష్కర సజా అప్సరాసు చయా మేధా గంధర్వేషు చయన్మనః దైవీ మేధా సరస్వతీ సామా మేధా సురభిర్జుషతా గుస్వాహ ఊర్జస్వతీ పయసా పింగమానా సామా మేధా సుప్రతీకాజుషంత మయి మేధా మయి ప్రజా మయి అగ్నిస్తేజో దదాతు మయి మేధా మయి ప్రజా మయి ఇంద్ర ఇంద్రియం దదాతు మయి మేధా మయి ప్రజా మయి సూర్యో హంస హంసాయ విద్మహే పరమహంసాయ ధీమహి తన్నో హంస ప్రచోదయాత్. శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. దుర్గాని విశ్వా కూష్ట పృథ్వీ బహుళాన ఉర్వీ భవాతో కాయతనయాయ శయ్యో విశ్వానినో దుర్గః జాత వేద సింధున్ననావాదురితాది పశ్చి అగ్నే అద్రివన్మనసాగ్రిణానో భువేమ పరమా సజస్తాత్ సన పర్షదతి దుర్గాని విశ్వా క్షామగ్రేవో అతి దురితాత్యగ్నిః ప్రజ్ఞోషికమీడ్యో అధ్వరేషు సనాశ హోతానవ్య సజత్సి స్వాంచార్నే తనువం పిత్రయ స్వాస్మభ్యం చ సౌభగమా గోభిర్జుష్టమయి జ్యోనిషిత్తం తవేంద్ర విష్ణోరను సంచరేమ నాకస్య పృష్టమవి సంవసానో వైష్ణవీ లోకయమాదయంత. కాత్యాయనాయ విద్మహే కన్యకుమారి ధీమహి తన్నో దుర్గే ప్రచోదయా. Oh.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, you are now listening to a musical band performance by the girl students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanthi Nilayam, on the occasion of the Ladies' Day celebrations.
Om Sri Sai Ram. This evening we have four items for the program. First we have talk by Mrs. Mallika Srinivasan. Mrs. Mallika Srinivasan is a chairman and CEO of TAFE, the world's tractor manufacturing company. She has been consistently ranked as one of India's and Asia's leading businesswomen. She and her family have been ardent devotees of Bhagwan for a long time and attributes their success to Bhagwan's grace and guidance. Bhagwan nominated her as a trustee of Sri Satya Sai Ishrama Women's Welfare Trust in the year 2005. Followed by a beautiful presentation by Sri Satya Sai Primary School children. And then we have concert by Mrs. Bhagyalakshmi Suresh. Mrs. Bhagyalakshmi Suresh is a Carnatic vocalist who has been associated with it for the past 30 years. She has been a scholarship holder of the Sahitya Kala Parishad of Delhi Administration and also the recipient of Sangeeta Ratna Award by the Music Academy, Chennai. She has been giving performances and her thematic presentation in Kambaramayanam has won worldwide recognition. And the fourth item, we have a short video titled Service to God. And here I would like to thank Mr. Mike O'Neill, Ms. Lynn Kriegler, and Dr. Sue Evans for their work in producing this video. And I also personally would like to thank my colleagues at Sri Satya Sai Ishrama Women's Welfare Trust for contributing their help and work for making this happen. Now I request Mrs. Mallika Srinivasan to take the podium.
Sri Sai Ram, I offer my most loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved God, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, on the occasion of Ladies' Day. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Ladies' Day for us women has been perhaps the most special day in the calendar of functions at Prashanthi Nilayam. This has for years been the day on which we felt Swami's love was especially for us women. We jostled places, we felt we had priority. Excited anticipation used to fill the air as we awaited Swami's darshan. His love for us was on display in glorious abundance. His loving smile, his words of inquiry as he walked among the women, the tokens of affection and the gifts that we were all so thrilled to receive from him personally, and the opportunity for Pada Namaskar filled our hearts with joy. We longed to show him our love as much as we basked in his divine love. Over the years, Swami brought in larger and larger sections of women to actively participate in the celebrations. They directly received his grace as he encouraged them with gifts that provided them a means of sustained livelihood and improved the quality of their lives. Swami, and we can all recall this, personally orchestrated every Ladies Day and actively participated in conducting the program. As the simple women from the villages spoke of their love for Swami, his eyes were filled with tears by this love. The emotion on Ladies Day is perhaps best expressed in the simple bhajan, Sai Hamara, Hum Sai Ke, Aisa Prem Hamara. We recall today with nostalgia the grandeur of last year's celebrations with Swami presiding and the President of India and several other dignitaries participating. As much as we realize that Swami is not his physical form and that he is always in our midst, blessing us and walking side by side with us in our journey of life, lifting us through the troubled patches, we do deeply miss his physical presence in our midst today. And on this day, we pray to Bhagavan for his grace and guidance at all times. Today, on Ladies' Day, it's perhaps most appropriate for us to reflect on Bhagavan's teachings for us women, contemplate the role that he wished us to play, and looking ahead, chalk out a roadmap for ourselves as we navigate a very changed environment. Bhagavan has said to women, "I desire that you should take up the reins of leadership and bring peace and prosperity to the nation by leading ideal lives." He desired that we be role models and stressed that women had the power to mold thoughts, especially of the younger generation, and thereby shape society. The dharmic way of life alone is the way to walk the talk with unison in thought, word and action, and love being the foundation. All of us here have been very fortunate to have lived in the age of the avatar and to have learnt directly from him. You are all more fortunate than men of previous generations, for you have me as your guide and guardian, watching over you and warning you when your steps go wrong, says Swami. He demonstrated his teachings to us. He guided us and placed our children too on the right path. And when we became just a bit negligent, we strayed off the path, even momentarily, a visit to Parthi and Swami's darshan and often correction served as a trigger to bring us back on track. The impact and influence that Swami believed that women have on society is accompanied by serious responsibilities in the very diverse roles that we play as mother, as a wife, as a caregiver, as a professional, and as an influencer of thought. Swami placed extraordinary emphasis on education and skills development of women. He personally initiated the skills development for women through the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust activities, and these programs are actually aimed to make women more economically independent and offers them a better quality of life. His educational institutions and educare programs open our minds. They make us more receptive to more deeply understanding Bhagavan's teachings and thereby build character. Swami encouraged women to take up professions. But as many of you would have experienced, it was never the same advice for any two women. Bhagavan's advice was tailor-made for each one of us. And there was really no limit to the trouble that Swami would take in order to encourage women. And on this occasion, I'd like to share in all humility with you a personal example and express my gratitude to Bhagavan for the encouragement and advice that he gave me as I pursued a career in what is traditionally defined as a male-dominated industry. It was February 2005, and during an interview at Whitefield, Swami on his own brought up the topic of his plan to visit Kodaikanal in April. I didn't know where I gathered the courage from, but it was perhaps Swami's will that I should, For I found myself saying, Swami, you will be passing by our factory. Will you please come in and bless our employees? Without a moment's hesitation, he said, Varem Bangaru. Can there be any greater encouragement than Bhagwan most graciously blessing our factory and all the employees? Undertaking a very detailed tour, he went through the entire plant, motivating employees, blessing them, talking to them, urging them to support me, participate wholeheartedly in the building of the organization. Despite Swami arriving in a wheelchair, he insisted on getting up from the wheelchair and walking into the factory up a pretty steep ramp because he wanted his holy feet to touch the factory floor and make the blessing complete. He mixed freely with all the workers and shared a meal with all. This is but only one example of Bhagwan's abiding encouragement of women. But all of this, the encouragement he gave, comes with the proviso that his teachings would be the framework that defined clearly the boundary conditions for our conduct, our behavior, and way of professional and personal life. Right conduct, ethics, honesty, and good character have to be interwoven into every aspect of our lives. In today's modern world, this is not always easy to do, as many of us have experienced. We are often challenged, and there is a temptation to flex the boundary conditions. It's pretty high. However, if we remain truly devoted to Bhagwan, surrender at His lotus feet, placing our entire future in His hands, while aspiring for His guidance at all times, then we can move forward in our chosen paths with confidence, courage, and above all, a sense of peace within. Swami says, be of service to others, for that is giving to me. Give freely of the nectar of your cup of happiness, of kindness, of blissfulness. Give the warmth of your love. Extend your hand as I extend mine to you. Divine guidance is always at the side of the giver. I will lead the giver by the hand along those rose petal strewn paths of eternal joy, says Bhagwan. Perhaps the most visible result and real value of the service is that it reforms and reshapes each one of us. Service can be practiced regardless of location, occupation, or age. We can participate in seva through Sai service organizations or a corporate social responsibility program, or we can even initiate our own service activities in the local community. The Satya Sai organization, under Swami's directives, is doing human service, not just in India, but across the world. And look at the role of women. In the Sai organization, women's welfare programs focus on sanitation, hygiene, and handicraft development, to name just a few areas. And a large number of women are actively associated as sevadals. While the children's education program involves women playing a very key role as Bal Vikas gurus. The Bal Vikas program, as we all know, was very close to Swami's heart. These models of service initiated by Swami have now begun to be emulated by other service organizations as well. For example, it was Swami who directly steered the corporate social responsibility program run by my husband Venu's company to include the Bal Vikas program as well, and a large initiative that was aimed at enhancing women's empowerment through self-help groups and impacting over 50,000 women and their families. Through the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust, Swami introduced a healthcare program for expecting mothers and young children, and doctors and nurses from all over the country offer their seva through this program. This again is a model program that is being emulated by others. The context of the woman is changing, and these welfare programs need to change continuously to meet the changing needs of society without sacrificing our core values. As more women join the workforce, an emerging set of new issues are beginning to affect families. And our service programs need to play a role in alleviating these new problems. The SAI organization and the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust are optimally placed to do this, and both are encouraging increasingly greater participation from all of you in both the preparation as well as the implementation of an agenda for the future. All Swami's teachings rest on one cardinal principle, love. Each one of us has experienced this love at a very personal level, and I think everyone here will have an example, and the examples of his love for humanity at large are innumerable. By being brought into his fold through his sankalpa, all of us have been the recipients of his divine love. But it's important for us to remember that we are merely instruments to carry out his divine will. If Swami chose us to be worthy of his love, it was with the purpose that we would spread his message of love and service. For over 7 decades, he invested in us, giving unconditionally, ceaselessly of himself, to teach us through his words and actions his compassion and empathy, to ensure that we received, we understood, we practiced and disseminated his message. I have often wondered in the last few months whether we are indeed doing this and living up to his expectation of us. It was perhaps easier to do so when Swami was physically present, overseeing our activities, advising us, often admonishing us and encouraging us. But now, in the absence of this, we need to introspect and ensure that at all times, we as women remain worthy of his love. As Bhagwan has often said, women have a great role to play in the moral regeneration of the people. Dharma can be made to occupy its due position in society and restored to its pristine glory only by women. When the women are brave, kind, compassionate, and virtuous, the world can have an era of peace and joy. Let us dedicate ourselves on this auspicious day to living life according to Bhagwan's guiding principles. Bhagwan's teachings will form a body of literature that, like the Vedas, will guide mankind for centuries to come. And on this occasion of Ladies' Day, I'd like to request the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust to bring out a publication that is a comprehensive compilation of Bhagwan's teachings for women, which will serve us as the beacon of light for future generations to come. Swami, we love you, and we pray that we will remain always steadfast in our devotion and love for you. Jai Shri Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, you are now listening to a talk by Mrs. Mallika Srinivasan live from Prashanthi Nilayam on the occasion of the Ladies' Day celebrations on November 19, 2011. The next program on this evening is a drama by the students of the Sri Satya Sai Primary School. You can watch this program live video on our website RadioSai.org. We take you back to the Sai, to Sai Kulbantha.
Om Sri Sai Ram. We offer a humble prayer at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai.
Every breath in every being, every pulse in every atom in this universe echoes just one heartfelt prayer to thee.
is, perennial one. How I treasure those priceless, unforgettable, glorious moments in eternity when you frolicked on me. Every time you picked a handful of sand in playful abundance to the delight of all, showing the world creation in the hands of the Creator, my entire being would be filled with cascades of ecstasy and bliss supreme. Every facet on me bloomed and blossomed in sheer thrill of your divine presence. Bhumata bows down to thee in eternal gratitude.
I offer my reverential worship to thee. In this Kali Yuga, when materialism reigns supreme, you have raised me back to my ancient glory. You transformed hospitals into temples of healing, curing the sick, nursing the wounded, strengthening the weak, reviving the drooping, and delighting every heart. Your munificence overwhelms, and a prayer comes to my lips.
Dhanvantari nenaina siddhi vinive swami, aushadhalu navaina aarogyamu nive. హస్తస్పర్శలేక శక్తిహీనుడనైతిని కరుణతో నన్నేలగా మరలైలకురావా, కరుణతో మమ్మేలగా మరలైలకు దిగిరావా.
మై మోస్ట్ బిలవ్డ్ లవింగ్ మదర్ సాయ్, యువర్ గషింగ్ ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ గ్రేస్, ఎవర్ గివింగ్ హ్యాండ్స్ have bestowed on me plentitude, prosperity and purity. Mother Divine, you are my source, my stream and my sovereign sea. I offer in humility the toyam of tears welling out of gratitude at your divine lotus feet. Sarathi, the timeless, ever-present charioteer of every heart, most adorable Saima, you have enriched and elevated me to my pristine regality. Saima, you have sown the seeds of the highest Atmic Vidya in the hearts of all mankind. The unique recipients of this singular wisdom have become your priceless treasure, your precious property.
Na pillali
Sai Ma, your priceless property, your very own, calls out to thee from the very depths of our hearts. Ma, each and every devotee is pining and longing for thee. Please respond to this heartfelt and soulful cry of every one of us.
Vinavi, 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 chinnamma, vinavi, vinavi, peddamma.
By your infinite grace, you have made this ultimate truth known to us.
But having tasted the nectar of your most precious darshan, sparshan and sambhashan, we can't help pining for thee.
Ma, our eyes are thirsting for your divine darshan.
Sai Ma, please listen, Ma. Listen to the sincere prayers of your little children.
నారదా, ఇలా వచ్చావు?
ఇదేమి లీల స్వామి,
నువ్వు పిలిచినది శివుణ్ణి కదా, అందుకే శివుడిగా దర్శనమిచ్చాను.
క్షమించు ప్రభు, నేను దర్శించాలని వచ్చింది ప్రేమావతారుడైన సాయి రూపం.
నారదా, ఏమి సమాచారము?
లోకాలన్నీ తిరిగితే కాని ఏ సమాచారము తెలియని వాడిని స్వామి. ముల్లోకాల్లోనూ నీకు తెలియనిది ఏముంటుంది? కంటివి కదా.
ఆహా, చూడు నారదా చూడు, నా భక్తులు ఎలా పిలుస్తున్నారు. చూడు 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 వీళ్ళగోల నారద మహర్షి, మళ్ళీ మళ్ళీ రమ్మని బ్రతిమలాడుతున్నారు. చూడు చూడు వీళ్ళగోల నారద మహర్షి.
నాకే చూడాలనిపించినప్పుడు భక్తుల సంగతి చెప్పాలా స్వామి?
ఈ దేహం నాది కాదు మీదేనని చెప్పిందే 100 సార్లు చెప్పే వచ్చాను. ఎక్కడున్నా గాని మిమ్ము నేను మరువనని మాట ఇచ్చిన వీళ్ళు మారాము మానరే.
ముల్లోకాలు ముక్కోడి దేవతలు ఆరాధించేది ఈ సుందర రూపాన్నే కదా ప్రభు.
నిత్య సత్య రూపుడనని తెలుసంటారు, నే చేసిన బోధలన్నీ అర్థమైనవంటారు. ఏ రూపమునున్న నేను నేనని తెలిసి కూడా నా పిల్లలు రాగాలు తీస్తారు.
తెలియని వాళ్ళకి తెలిపేది అంతా తెలుసు అనుకునే వాళ్ళకి తెలియకుండా పోయేది నువ్వే కదా స్వామి.
నా బిడ్డలు కోరినది కాదంటానా, ఒక్కసారి రమ్మంటే రానంటానా, తనివి తీర దర్శనము ఇచ్చే వస్తానయ్యా. కన్నీరు తుడిచి మరల లాలిస్తా మునివరియా.
హే సాయిశ్వర, హే దయాసముద్ర, ఎంత ప్రేమయ్యా నీ భక్తులంటే. పాహిమాం పాహిమాం పాహిమాం.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా, అడవులు ఎందున్నా,
You live in the forest.
ఆకాశమునున్న,
or in the sky.
పట్టణమునున్న,
in a city.
పల్లెనున్న,
a village.
గుట్ట మీదనున్న,
on the mountain top.
కట్టేటపడి ఉన్న,
or in the deep sea.
ప్రేమించు వానికి ప్రేమయే సాటి.
Those that love, it is only love that is unparalleled, unbeaten, unequal.
కనుక భగవంతుని మనము చూడాలనుకున్నా, పలకరించాలనుకున్నా, ప్రేమ చేతనే మీరు పలకరించండి, ప్రేమ చేతనే చూడండి.
If you want to see God and talk to Him, then have this love. Talk to Him lovingly. Watch Him with full of love.
ఆ ప్రేమను మాత్రము కవరుగా చేసుకుని నన్ను పలకరిస్తే నేను ఎప్పుడైనా పలుకుతుంటాను.
Bhagwan will certainly respond if we talk to Him with love.
ప్రేమకు మించినటువంటిది ప్రాణం మరొకటి లేదు.
There is no life other than love.
ప్రేమతో సాయి అని పిలుచు.
Say with all love, Sai.
Oi ani palukutaru.
You get the response, Oi, Oi.
You are listening to a musical dance drama by the students of the primary school Prashanthi Nilayam on the occasion of Ladies Day being celebrated in the Sai Kulwant Hall in Prashanthi Nilayam, live from the Sai Kulwant Hall. The next program is a musical concert by Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Suresh. Your home, please log on to our website radiosai.org. You can watch today's program as well as all the programs from today till the evening of November 23rd on our website radiosai.org. Suresh to start her concert in Sai Kuranth Hall, we would like to bring to your attention that on Radio Sai, that on RadioSai.org website, we have for you a special article, a conversation with Mrs. Prema Bose to commemorate this occasion of Ladies' Day. Please do visit RadioSai.org and relive the beautiful experiences with Swami of Mrs. Prema Bose. We now take you back to Sai Kulwant Hall for the performance of Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Suresh. Live from Prashant Nilayam, you are with us on Radio Sai on the occasion of Ladies' Day. Bhagyalakshmi Suresh, whose concert you will now be listening live from Prashant Nilayam, is a disciple of Sangeeta Vidushi late Srimati Sulochana Pattabhiraman. You will be listening to this concert on the occasion of Ladies' Day live from Prashant Nilayam. To watch this concert, please visit radiosai.org. listening to a concert by Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Suresh. This is the penultimate program on the occasion of Ladies' Day being celebrated in Prashanti Nilayam. After this program, there is a video presentation by Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust. That will be the final program. And to watch this program, you can visit our website radiosai.org. On the stage, Mrs. Bhagyalakshmi Suresh and her party are getting ready to begin the performance. Let's take you back to Sai Kulwant Hall, where thousands have gathered women from all over the world to celebrate Ladies' Day in the sacred presence of Sai Kulwant Hall in Prashanti Nilayam. Listen to a concert by Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Suresh live from Prashanti Nilayam. Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Suresh is a B high grade All India Radio artist and Sahitya Kala Parishad scholarship holder. Besides this, she is a MSc Maths from Delhi University along with a BEd. She has won the Best Concert Award in Sangeeta Ratna course conducted by the Music Academy. She is now, along with her party, in Sai Kulwant Hall to make her musical offering to Bhagavan on Ladies' Day.
Jai Shri Sai Ram. With love and humility, I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Swami, I thank you for yet another boon you have bestowed upon me to sing at your divine presence. I seek your divine permission for starting the concert. I sincerely pray that my musical offering brings out that benign smile upon your face. Jai Shri Sai Ram. I am being accompanied on the violin by Shri SSV and on the mridangam by Shri Dhruvraj.
Na 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 స్మరామి మహాగణపతిం మనసా స్మరామి మహాగణపతిం మనసా స్మరామి మహాగణపతిం మనసా స్మరామి మహాగణపతిం మనసా స్మరామి వశిష్ఠ వామదేవాయ వందిత మహా స్మరామి వశిష్ఠ వామదేవాది వందిత మహాగణపతిం
ba 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 ba
bhavani ni bhavani mama bhavani ni bhavani baba baga bhavani baba baba mama bhavani bhavani ni ni bhavani da chat jada ni ni da jada ni ni da bhavani baba baga gamare re da tar re ga ga mama bhavani da chat jada ni da ni sani 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 bhavani bari sani bari ni sani
Bye. హృదయ విహార పర్తి విహార సాయిరామాయ నమో నమః సాయిరామాయ నమో నమః
ఆనంద సాయి పతి పురి
I thank the Ishwarama Trust for giving me such a wonderful opportunity to sing in front of Bhagwan for the second time. Jai Sai Ram.
You were listening to a Carnatic music concert by Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Suresh, a disciple of Sangeeta Vidushi, late Srimati Sulochana Pattabhiraman. Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Suresh is now paying her obeisance at the Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Baba. She is being presented a gift of love by a distinguished elder of the Sai family. Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Suresh has been performing right from her childhood for over 3 decades. Hers was the penultimate program of this evening, coming to you live from Prashantinilayam. Celebrations in Prashantinilayam is a video presentation by the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust. Bhagwan Baba inaugurated the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Project way back in November 19, 2004 for the spiritual, moral and social uplift of all women. And this project blossomed into the Sri Satya Sai Women's Welfare Trust, a non-profit organization officially founded on February 18, 2005. It functions under the direct supervision of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. The Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust follows Swami's teaching of going among the masses, counseling them, guiding them and uplifting them regardless of social, religious or cultural distinctions. The activities of the trust began in earnest on July 18, 2005 when Swami blessed a new work facility behind the North Buildings 3 and 4 in Prashantinilayam. At this time, extensive village surveys were initiated within the Satya Sai Mandal of the Anandpur district to identify problem areas as well as opportunities for
The education and enlightenment of women in India has always been close to the heart of Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Since the first college for women was built in his name over 40 years ago, Sai Baba has been the inspiration behind many initiatives to support women's advancement. One of them, inspired by his mother, is the Sri Sathya Sai Iswarama Women's Welfare Trust. The trust was set up to improve the lives of women and children in the villages surrounding Sai Baba's birthplace, and to serve as a model for others wishing to undertake similar work. Sai Baba inaugurated the Iswarama program in 2005 when he inspected and officially opened the new facilities that had been set up at the ashram in Puttaparthi. Since then, the organization has grown slowly and carefully and has celebrated many milestones along the way. The video you're about to see is a snapshot of some of the work the Iswarama Trust has undertaken in recent years, work that has inspired the support of India's most eminent government and business leaders.
His progressive views on the role of women are inspiring, and this will add strength to the women's movement.
It's 4:30 in the morning in the village of Puttaparthi, and today, like every day, the bikes are already arriving at Prasanthi Nilayam Ashram. Young girls and women cycle in from outlying villages, often many miles away. But they are happy about making the journey, because before Sai Baba gave them bikes, they had to walk, and before that, they had nowhere to go at all. In India, there is no welfare system, so when things break down for women, the social and economic consequences can be devastating. This is Mother Iswarama's kitchen. It's a refuge for disadvantaged women, a place where they can gain renewed purpose and learn new skills to rebuild their lives. At the Iswarama kitchen, women are taught how to manage a large commercial catering operation, supplying food and snacks for visitors to the ashram. While their day begins in the cool of the morning, things soon heat up, with temperatures reaching 35 degrees outside and easily another 10 degrees higher inside. The women work from sunrise until around 10 a.m. to get the first orders through in time for morning snacks and lunch. Then, around noon, they start all over again, preparing food for the evening meals. It's hard work, but they're happy to be doing it because the skills training and support helps them become more self-reliant. And with a regular income, they can enjoy some small degree of security. From preparing just a handful of snacks when it started, Mother Iswarama's kitchen now makes dozens of varieties in very large quantities. In the busy season, the kitchen provides food for thousands of ashram visitors every day, and even bigger numbers at festival time. Mother Iswarama's kitchen is just one of several programs that provide women with support through difficult times and job training to help them build a future. Next time you visit the ashram, make sure you get a taste of Mother Israel's food. There's a lot of goodness in it.
वैष्णवनाय विद्महे यक्षराजाय धीमहि तन्न कुबेर प्रचोदयात् वैष्णवनाय विद्महे यक्षराजाय
धीमहि. The sewing machines might be from last century, but what these women lack in technology, they more than make up for with patience and dedication. Iswarama Tailoring is a teaching facility and also a valuable provider of clothing throughout the Puttaparthi region. The women come here daily and learn about all facets of tailoring, including design, cutting, sewing, embroidery, production planning, management and sales. As with all Iswarama programs, the goal is for women to achieve some degree of self-sufficiency through employment or by starting a small business enterprise. Some of the clothes at Iswarama Tailoring are designed for sale to visitors to the ashram, but the majority of garments are made specially for the two local hospitals and for the Iswarama Mother and Child Mobile Health Program. When women first come into an Iswarama program, they are often emotionally fragile. Always, great care is taken to place them in a situation where they feel comfortable. Simple work, packing cereal and other foods, provides productive activity and social contact. In time, and with help from workmates, their worries slowly fade and their sense of self-esteem rises. All the food produced here is sold at the ashram supermarket and generates enough income to provide the woman with a small, regular income.
ఇంటి దగ్గర చాలా కష్టంగా ఉండేది. పిల్లలు చదివించుకునేదానికి డబ్బు అంతా బాధగా ఉండేది. ఇక్కడ వచ్చినిచ్చి మాకు ఈ సంస్థలో పనిచేసిన వల్ల డబ్బు ద్వారా బాగా చైతన్యం అందించి మేము ఇప్పుడు ఆయిల్లో ఉన్నాం. పిల్లలు బాగా సంతోషంగా
Another Iswarama project that is popular among visitors to the ashram is the Iswarama Juice Kiosk. Not only does it provide healthy refreshment for our visitors, it also makes for a healthy environment for the women to forget their difficulties and focus on new beginnings. Many of the women in Iswarama programs came from abusive situations or found themselves homeless with young children to support. By learning new skills and participating in a productive, successful venture, the women gain confidence and a small income to help provide for their families. Most Western countries, people take clean water for granted. It comes out of a tap and is always safe to drink. But in India, Poor water quality is a universal problem that creates havoc with the health of millions of families. This state-of-the-art water purifier provides a sure source of safe water for ashram visitors and is also distributed to other places around Puttaparthi, including the Sai Super Hospital and Sai Universities. Sai Baba has been instrumental in establishing several water projects throughout the Puttaparthi region, ensuring that most people in surrounding villages now have access to clean water. Harvesting the power of the sun is a quest as old as time itself. And doing it in a simple way is probably the best way because it makes it accessible to the largest number of people. Close to 80% of India's 1.2 billion population live in rural areas, and sun power could potentially provide an easy solution to a whole range of complex problems. All of these dishes were prepared, cooked and served, steaming hot within 3 hours, using only the power of the sun. These prototype solar ovens have the potential to revolutionise cooking and energy use in rural India. They're small, portable, easy to build, easy to manage. They cost nothing to run, and there are no harmful emissions to damage an already fragile environment. Further refinements are being made to the ovens with a view to commencing mass production as soon as possible. Don't always go like clockwork, the Eswarama Mobile Health Clinic is a beacon of dependability. Every month, the clinic does a circuit of the villages surrounding Puttaparthi, setting up medical camps for young mothers and mothers-to-be. They distribute free medicines, food supplements, vitamins and clothing. They provide hands-on medical care and immunization programs in areas where they've never been available before. They educate young mothers about nutrition and health, the importance of clean water. They teach them about family planning. And they organise for the women to have their babies in hospital instead of at home. In the past, virtually all births were home births, and because of the primitive conditions in most villages, mortality rates were very high. It's a different story for those in the Eswarama program, with over 95% of births occurring in hospitals. So Since 2006, infant mortality rates have dropped from around 1 in 10 to 1 in 1,000. When the camp started, the women were initially reluctant to participate. In some cases, the head of the family discouraged them from attending because it interfered with their work duties. But now, the families have seen the difference the medical camps make, and they are happy for women to attend. Healthy mothers who are educated in proper childcare raise healthy children, which means the mothers can continue to play an active role in the community instead of being bound to a bedside caring for sick children. Over half of the villages in the Puttaparthi district are currently under the care of the Aswarama mobile health team. And as news of the program spreads, more and more villages are coming on board. Age-old customs and barriers are being overcome as elders in the villages see firsthand the dramatic improvements in the health of mothers and children. They recognise that children represent the future for their communities, and that when they grow fit and healthy, the villages grow stronger and more prosperous.
To share with you and to express our joint feeling of compliments, appreciation, congratulations to the children of Sri Satya Sai Primary School. The script, the costumes, the dramas reflect their love and devotion to Swami. We also know that Sri Satya Sai Primary School enjoys a special place in the heart of our most beloved Bhagavan. Ee roju sayankalam మనకు చక్కని కార్యక్రమాన్ని అందించారు. క్రమణీయమైనటువంటి భక్తిరస ప్రధానమైనటువంటి భావోద్వేగపూరితమైనటువంటి కార్యక్రమాన్ని అందించినటువంటి శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్ విద్యార్థులు భగవాన్ బాబా వారు ఆశీర్వదించవలసిందిగా కోరుకుంటున్నాను. ఇక రేపటి కార్యక్రమం 20th November సండే ఈవినింగ్ 5 o'clock ఇన్ ద డివైన్ ప్రెజెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మోస్ట్ బిలవ్డ్ భగవాన్ ఇన్ సాయి కులవంత్ హాల్ ఎ కల్చరల్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ బై ఇంటర్నేషనల్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్ ఐఎమ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ హ్యాపీ టు అనౌన్స్ దట్ ఎన్ ఇంటర్నేషనల్ ఆర్టిస్ట్ Dana Gillespie is going to sing for us tomorrow in the evening. Repu Antarjatiya Sachasai Seva Samsthala Tarafuna Oka Chakkani Sangeetha Vibhavari Karyakramam Manam Vinabothunnam. Aa Karyakramamlo Manaku Antarjatiya Prakhyati Ganchinatuvanti Dana Gillespie Garu Tama Gaanamrutamlo మన ఓలలాడించనున్నారు సాయిరామ్.